Now, where did we leave off? Ah, yes. Lena had traded away some of her luck, but had been given a great boon in its stead. Now they had a good disguise, but also another problem. But that was for later. For now, Nostre and Sigurthar had a wagon to acquire.
Where we had last left off, Lena and Cormac had gone to the Explorers Guild and gotten a magical bauble that allows you to disguise yourselves as anyone you think of, and you guys have given that to Catalina. Lena traded some of her wealth and her luck for said item, or at least as a down payment, until you guys are able to figure out an easier way into the city for Luciando. Nostroy wants to go steal a wagon for his great plan to bait out these monsters, so that's where we pick up.
All right, here's what I'm looking for, and you can tell me how hard this is to find, right? I want to find a very affluent area, but not necessarily nobles. I'm looking for traders, proprietors of very fancy shops that maybe cater to the tastes of nobility. Would be something that would flourish during this time, but in a way that seems bad, you know? I'm trying to think of what would be a good, like...
The gravediggers.
Well, no, I'm not stealing it from them. They're crazy. you know, if there's someone that, like... Oh, no, messenger service, that seems, like, actually good, even if they're overcharging for it.
I think maybe, like landlords or something?
Ooh, yeah,
that's good. Yeah, maybe.
I was thinking, like, carpentry.
Like a carpenter?
Like with carpenters.
I mean, like... Well, I mean, like, if they're, like, charging through the nose to repair people's houses when they get damaged. You know, it's like, oh, winter's coming. Wouldn't it be nice to have siding on your house?
Feels like I'm stealing from Jesus. No, I don't think I'd prefer that. Let me think for a second.
Stonemasons? Would you prefer that?
I'm thinking more like someone that sells gold jewelry, you know?
Okay.
That kind of thing. Like, this is the area that I'm imagining, right? Oh, you know what? No. Fine dressmaker.
Ooh, that's
like
good.
Ball gown maker. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so you make me...
Oh, shoot. I have to make checks and rolls and things, and I did not do that at all last week, and now I've forgotten how to do it. Give me a second.
You need lots of d10s.
All right, notice, and... Man, I really need to write down the four skills.
Like... Can I say notice with wits?
Yes.
Cool. Because I'm using, like, my street smarts. Got three successes.
Did you add your extra die for the first time you rolled notice?
No, but you know what? Let's just call that three successes because I did roll a d20 as one of those.
Did the d20 give you more than one success?
No, I mean, I'm counting it as the four that it came up, but I got three successes.
Okay, you know, that seems fair enough. Finding the dressmaker, finding the wagon is two of your successes. You can say one detail about the wagon that you want.
Can I give a detail not about the wagon, but about the shop?
Sure.
I want it to be appointment only.
I hate them so much.
They, like, don't have a sign either. It's, like, not well advertised. It's just, like, a very pretty building. But, you know, if you know, that's where the dressmaker is, who makes the finest gowns.
I don't even have a sign, so you don't get to come up with a fun name.
You should be thanking him.
I mean, you do.
No, I don't, because, I mean, like, I guess, but no one needs to know. You approach, so, you, Nostroy and Sigurthar go on their gallivanting around the town. And after a few hours, you're able to find a place that looks pretty deserted, but in still an affluent area. You're able to find a dressmaker shop. You can tell from in the window there are still some dresses displayed, but it is not as obvious as a lot of other shops are where they're like really pushing their wares. It's more just like you can look through the window and see them. On the door it says appointment only, and inside it looks rather dark currently. Outside is parked a wagon.
Okay. Is there anyone around, like, the wagon, and does the wagon have a horse?
No, sorry, it's like a parking. I described this poorly. Wagon is next to the building, like, parked next to the building. It's not, like, left there with a horse ready to run off.
Oh, so I need a horse for this.
Yes, or pull yourself. It's not a... How big of a wagon are you imagining?
Like a I don't know, like a wagon-sized wagon, you know, like an Oregon Trail used to ship goods could fit okay. the entire party in the back wagon.
I mean, it could have been like your favorite show, Rings of Power Hobbit Wagons.
No, it's meant to carry all of us so that way we can be pulling it supposedly full of baked goods, and then when the monsters attack us, it's instead full of cold blood killers, you know?
So, Nostre, what is the plan here? We want to borrow this wagon, but how are we going to pull it?
Steal! We are stealing this wagon!
Yeah, okay, fine. Steal, borrow, whatever you want, however you want to justify it. But we still need to... Do we need to get the horse for this? Are we pulling it? Like, what's? I don't think this plan was very well thought through.
Nostre looks down at himself. He does not look unlike a bearded, one-eyed skeleton.
I do not pull wagons. That is well beyond my ability. I can barely stand. Do you want to be horse for this adventure? Caper. For this caper.
Not particularly. I don't... That seems kind of demeaning, if you ask me.
I would agree with you. I think we go in store, see if they have horse, maybe in place that they can give it to us, and we ask them nicely to give us horse.
So, it's one thing to steal an unattended wagon, but trying to steal someone's horse, like, that's going to be noticed, and especially if we have to go ask them for it, that's a bit silly. Like, it sounds like what you want to do is you want to threaten them and steal their horse in front of them, and that's not a great idea.
Sorry, let me be extremely clear. I have no issue with this. I have no honor and dignity in terms of fair fights, rules of combat, ownership. I want this wagon. I need this wagon. This is my wagon.
Okay, but we are still trying to keep a low profile. So if we...
This is a good point. This is why threat must be convincing. I'm not saying burn down shop. I'm saying threaten shop owner to keep mouth shut and give horse.
Yeah, but it still might, like, he's going to report this to the city guard. You can see this, yes?
Not if he thinks the shop. If he does that, we burn the shop, then the shop burns to the ground. Shop burns to ground. This is the...
Okay, and then after...
Your Google Home isn't set up yet.
Shut up.
To get started, download the Google Home app on the phone and tablet.
Sigrithur, you sound very modern all of a sudden.
I changed my Wi-Fi a while back, and I never reset up my devices, and there's one right on my desk. So then what happens after that? So, okay, let's say we threaten shop owner, we get horse, and then they do turn us into city guard. We burn their place down. They still remember what we look like, and now we are wanted even more than we are already wanted.
Oh, very good point. I will put on mask.
I don't think that's going to be enough.
I could change my voice. I am a performer. I can change voice. Mask, voice.
How about this? How about this? How about we take the cart, we take this wagon, take it back to the bakery, and then we figure out what to do about getting a horse or pulling it ourselves or something. Like, I think it might be a little bit too much if we take both a horse and the cart from the same place.
So you want to steal from two people?
It would make it less obvious that it's the same person, you know? Does that make sense to you? Like the shop owner might be able to say, oh, no, my cart went missing, and then just kind of forget about it. But if a cart and a horse went missing, now they're more encouraged to go track down who took it.
I can see point. I can see the point. Let me think about this for a moment. Is there, like, a feasible way, Zach, for us to steal a horse at, like, a secondary location?
I don't see why not.
Were you intending for this wagon not to have a horse, and I misrepresented what kind of wagon I was looking for?
I didn't think that far ahead. Like, I was just thinking, when I put in wagon, I thought car, you know?
And also, like, unless this is a wagon that's about to be used or had just been used, they're not going to just keep the horse chained to the wagon. Like, they keep the horse in a stable somewhere else.
I understand that. I understand that. I guess at some point we have to steal a horse, right? Because we don't own one, and I don't think we have the means to buy one.
There are three valid options I think you have right now. Search the area, like, or the immediate area, to see if you can just find where the horse is.
Find a stable?
Find the stable and take the horse.
Yeah.
You could go threaten the person, completely valid. There will be repercussions, but I'm not going to be like, now you're wanted by everyone, you can't show your face.
Unless, I mean, like, if you completely fail everything completely, but then I don't think you're getting the horse either.
Well, and, like, we're already, like, we're criminals, right? Like, we're already...
Yeah.
We're already criminals. Like, we're not, like...
Criminals wanted.
Yeah, I mean...
We didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, but in the eyes of the law, we're criminals. Like, yeah, we are.
Exactly. And also, real quick, I wanted to just point out, like, my protesting to this is not actually me saying this is a bad idea. It's just that's how my character would react. Just wanted to make that clear.
Also make it clear, you guys did do things wrong. Cody burned half of someone's face to send a message, which,
yeah,
good narrative beat, but I don't want to be like, you're blameless, like you're unlawfully framed, like, burning someone's face off.
Yostroy is a violent person. He does not have compunctions about this. We're all carrying swords.
Which is why it's really funny that it's the two of us in this scenario, because Sigurthur is a lot more about, like, being fair in combat and stuff, and Nostroy's like, no, we burned the place down.
Third option, you guys can find the horse somewhere else. At a certain point, you're going to be making rolls to steal a horse without getting caught.
I think this is best option. I think taking a wagon without a horse is... I mean, the expression, putting a cart before the horse, I think applies. It would be better for us to have a horse and no cart than a cart with no horse. This cart is so large we cannot hope to push it by ourselves, and it would defeat the purpose of all of us hiding in the cart. If there's a person outside of the cart pushing the cart, we need you to be inside with sword, ready to step. So, I think we find horse... steal horse, come back, steal cart, on our way.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Okay, I want to look for a stable nearby.
All right, make me a notice roll.
I will say same stack applies.
Wait, yeah, I don't see any of the other ones really applying. Unless you're doggedly going down every street and then I'd give you a result.
Two successes and a four.
Yeah, you could find a stable easy enough. It is... located a little bit down away from this place, but not like a ridiculous amount. It's an affluent area. There's a lot of stables. Is it midday? What time is it? What time were you imagining doing this?
Yeah, middle of the day, actually.
Okay.
I think they had the rest of the day after we did our thing.
Okay. Midday. I'll say there's half a dozen horses in there.
Okay, cool. Is there like a person there watching the horses?
Yes, there is. There's a person outside who seems to be the stable master yelling orders at someone inside.
Gotcha.
You do not know, you know there's at least one person inside, you do not know exactly how many because you're not inside.
As we walk up, I'm going to turn to Sigurd.
I am inspired by your worries about how we do combat and all this, so we will not just catch them on fire and steal horse. This was my first impulse. You have inspired me to be a better man. Instead, I will trick them into giving us horse. If that fails, that is when you have to seem imposing. We threaten them, we steal horse, and get away very quickly. That's option B. Option A, I trick them into giving me a horse.
Okay, and how will you trick them into giving you a horse?
So, look, you are... not from this land, neither am I. Let's say you are my indentured servant, and I offer to, you know, I'll gamble you for a horse. And then, when I win, because I will cheat, obviously, we get free horse.
Do you think they'll really take that bet?
You seem like an able-bodied bodyguard for all these horses, and I can seem like a fool that is bad at, I don't know, dice. Or shell game, whatever. I will let them choose the challenge, maybe, and then figure out a way to cheat at it. That's a bad idea. I will not let them pick the challenge and then figure out a way to cheat at it. They will pick something I cannot do.
I want it to be, you go up, like, they'll pick something you can't do. Craft me this out of fire! Oh, actually, no.
I'm trying to figure out if there's, like, a good, like, played in the streets kind of, like, dice game.
So here's a game question, like a mechanics question. What is an approach? Because I have a thing that says someone can change their approach. I don't know what that means.
I think what it is, though, is like you describe how you want to do something, and then I tell you what to roll.
Okay.
And usually when you say the approach, you're like committed at that point. So you could change your approach after being like, it's like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'd be like, oh, roll panache plus ride. And you'd be like, actually, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Okay, I got it. Okay. So what I'm doing then, my approach here is I want to go up and challenge them to a game of what would be a good name for this? That's like a fantasy version of, so the game is called, the game in real life is called Fox and Gooses, and it's like a game where a fox is trying to kill gooses and gooses are trying to capture the fox. It's like a weird kind of chess where one person is a fox and other people have little geese that they're trying to pen the fox in with before the fox kills all the geese.
I would call it Fox and Geese.
Okay, Fox and Geese. I just wanted it to have a fantasy name. Kaylin, usually you're the one for naming things. I'm shocked.
I've never heard of it. I think it fits kind of the setting that we're going for.
I like dragon and sheep.
Oh, can we call it like the worm and sheep, you know? And it's like just like the winged like snake, you know?
Yeah. The worm and sheep.
Okay, so that's what I'm doing. Do you want me to roll or do the pitch first?
I gotta think of the difficulty, how hard this would be.
Before we approach him, Singerthru's gonna be like, "So what is your plan to what game are you going to propose, and what is your plan of action for winning?"
Oh, I will play this game, and he like presents this tiny little like carved. It seems I think he wants it to seem like exotic and interesting, like all the pieces are like very cleverly made and finely etched. And it's just like this little board that has a bunch of little sheep on it, and then one, you know, worm, the like this winged snake, right? He goes, "The classic game, the sheeps and the worm. Now this is very special board in the pieces," and he like holds his hand over the pieces and one of them pops up into his hand. "Are magnetic, and I am wearing a ring. We did this a lot for performances. We need to make a little extra cash. Challenge a drunk person to game. You get very good at the sleight of hand of just removing pieces from board to make sure you win, you know."
So how many rounds does this game have?
As many as it takes for either the sheep to conquer the worm or for the worm to eat all the sheep.
Okay, I don't want to tell you what my plan is, but just play carefully round one. And you can make your move round two.
Okay, I am concerned that you are... Do not just start stabbing these men.
No, don't worry. I have your back.
I feel like you don't have my back. Anyways, Nyostre approaches the, like, barking stall person.
Yes, can I help you?
Good evening! My name is Victor Kozorier! Don't worry, no one in your tongue can pronounce it. But I have a very exciting opportunity for you.
He looks up at the sky, which is at noon. Looks back at you, who said good evening.
"Look, in my lens, it is evening at this time, and I am horse-lagged. So, ignore the... Good evening sounds better when presenting you with such a fascinating game as this." And then he, like, from his sleeve, pulls out this little board with all these intricately... carved little pieces. "Perhaps this is a game you are familiar with, no?"
It seems familiar.
He sets down the little board and goes, "Now listen, you seem like a man who is in desperate need of some additional help, and I seem like a man who likes to wager. I like to let my life be dictated by the fates, and by a little bit of skill."
"What are you proposing?"
"So my friend here," and he pats Sigurd on the back, "she does not like much being within my employ, but unfortunately I cannot just get rid of her and be without my helper. I have paid for a certain amount of service. So, here is my thought. I no longer wish to work with her. She is a strong person who could, I am sure, shovel manure for the rest of her life. I can allow her to work for you, and you could give me a horse. But I say, no, this is not fun. I wish to have a game. So let us both wager. You wager your best horse. I wager this friend that does not like me that is certainly more valuable than a horse. We play the game. We see who wins, and whoever wins gets the thing. Eh?"
He strokes his chin as he thinks about it. "Make me a... what a convince roll."
Now, why is my convince one? Can it instead be a perform check? Or will that be the game?
I think that's going to be more the game, the convince, like...
Can I say that I'm doing this with panache, though?
Yes, for sure.
Well, that is one six. Wait, no. Is there a different way to do that? No, there's not. That's one success.
Cool. So you fail. You needed more than one to convince this guy. But we'll play it out.
Okay.
So, as intriguing as this is, these are not my horses. They belong to the merchants in the area. I do not own any of them. If I were to trade one of them for your hired hand, best case, they take your friend.
This would not be a trade, though. It is a bargain, and you're certainly better at games than a simple person like me.
Secondly, most likely they will beat me. I don't want that. You don't understand how much I don't want that.
Yostroy leans over the counter, and he doesn't, like, catch him on fire, right? He just puts a hand on his shoulder, and it just starts to get very hot. And he goes, they might be true. And then he, like, clicks his other hand and lights a fire, and it goes, but I will burn you. Give me the horse!
So, as this happened, before he says that last part, Sigurður, would you like to act?
Well, this isn't going any way that I was hoping it would go. Honestly, I think Sigurður is just standing there, especially once it looks like they're not going to play the game, and Nostroy leans in, she kind of knows what's about to happen. She just is going to stand there menacingly, just kind of trying to loom to make his intimidation more realistic.
All right. Cody, roll me an intimidate check. I'm going to say brawn for this one. Brawn and intimidate.
Do I roll anything to help?
I don't...
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's only three dice, so two successes.
Did you add the extra one for it being the first time you're doing intimidate?
Three successes.
So the way helping works is you can use a hero point if you want to give him three extra dice.
Oh, I see.
So you looming behind him is a way that you would be able to use a hero point to do that.
Oh, well, I guess. Am I supposed to decide before I know what his role was?
You are, but it's also fine if you decide after for this one, you know.
Okay. Man, I feel like the problem is my magic system relies on hero points, so I feel like I need to. I only have the one point, so I think I won't use it.
That is fine. So, are you trying to get him to just give you the horse, or are you trying to get him to play the game, Cody?
I think I'm just trying at this point. He's just giving me that horse. I'm just taking the horse.
Okay. So as your palm starts to sizzle and burn into his cloth shirt and threads start catching a little bit and going like down his back a little bit. Well, you see, I actually just remembered I do have a spare horse for you, sir.
Well, that is very kind. Which horse would that be?
You know, I think you should pick your favorite.
Let me ask this. This is an important question. Which horse gives you the most trouble? Which horse is the one that, oh, it's such a pain, that's so annoying to take care of, it's maybe a little bit mean, you know, this type of thing.
He points to a, gosh, I don't know anything about horses, a brown mare, I guess? I don't know anything about horses. Like, absolutely none. It's like, I know they have hooves.
As Yostri says, oh, thank you so much. It's very well appreciated, friend. Do not worry. The horse will be returned unless monsters kill it. Anyways, let's go.
As we're walking through the stable, Yostri looks over at Sigurður and goes, do you know how to ride a horse?
I should know how to ride a horse, right? Actually, let me.
It's a skill.
It's literally a skill.
I have a one, so technically, yes.
Great. Sigurður, you are the one to ride the horse.
I have a zero.
Well, you don't really, like, you guys can, like, ride it enough to get it back, you know, like, if you, and as long as you're not riding it in a hurry.
Nope, we're just taking a nice, jaunty ride out. Yostroy is going to stop by the counter and look at the guy and go, now let me ask you something. When that person comes looking for the horse, who are you going to say took the horse?
The horse ran away, as far as I am concerned.
That's a good idea. That's a good plan. That's a good idea. Yeah, you know, these monster attacks, they've been getting crazy. Maybe the monsters took a horse. Eh? Maybe.
Yes, the monster broke in, took the horse. I did my best. I fended off the monster as soon as they were done. It's not my problem, right?
I agree with you. Anyways, have a nice day. Neostroy leaves.
And Sigurthur will try to ride that horse.
I mean, you don't need to make a roll, like, unless...
Oh, okay.
You'd need to make a roll if you're doing something outside of trotting down the street. You know, if you were trying to race away or catch up to something. All right, so you guys heading back to the dressmaker shop?
Yes.
Yep. Well, that didn't go as we planned.
Oh, it went with plan B, yeah. Plan B, you know, plan A failed, but we had a plan B, which was steal the horse.
I suppose I can tell you what my plan was. I didn't want to tell you too much ahead of time because it might change how you play, but I was basically going to take your luck from the first round and move it to round two, so you'd have a lot. You'd be able to cheat him a little better, but it didn't matter because we did play the game.
Oh, that was a good idea. I guess we should have done that right away. We should have done that with convincing him to play the game.
Yeah, mechanically, I can tell you. Basically, one of my magic things I can do is I can basically forfeit all of your raises that you have in a round and give you double those as bonus the next round.
Oh, gotcha. That's cool.
So, like, if you got two raises in a round, I basically remove all those raises and you get four bonus raises next round.
Gotcha.
For the record, you need one raise to succeed, so that would make it so you fail things.
Yeah, I do have a way to let them spend them before the rest go away. Like, I have ways around that.
Okay, just as a reminder. So you make your way back to the dressmaker shop. While you are there, you see two grubby-looking guys milling about the wagon. Are you guys being stealthy? How are you approaching?
It's broad daylight, right? And we're taking this wagon. When you say grubby-looking guys, they look like they're wagon hands or like they're stealing the wagon?
More the latter than the former.
Oh, okay.
So you see these guys in, like, they're covered in dirt and muck. They do not look pretty. They do not look clean-shaven. They both have, you see, at a glance, you can see two shovels sitting against the wall.
What are they doing with the shovels?
You can put it together.
I feel like Caitlin thinks she knows what the deal is. I don't.
Grave diggers.
I'm just going to walk up to him. What are you doing with my wagon?
Well, you see, this is gravedigger territory.
Oh, got it.
This is our wagon in our territory.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Now, do you drag your shovels around with you just all the time, just in case you need to dig a grave?
They are also practical weapon.
Are they?
Alright, he's gonna swing a shovel at you.
I think Nostroy's gonna get hit by a shovel.
Yeah, you're gonna take 2 points of damage as he just swings a shovel at you.
As soon as he gets hit, he just goes, Zigathard, help!
You see, shovel good weapon. Do you want to... Look, you've brought me my horse. I appreciate it.
Okay, now listen. I have gone through a lot of work here to steal this horse, and I was going to steal this wagon, so let's talk for a second, okay? Let's all slow down, let's talk for a second. I don't want to kill you, you probably at this point maybe do want to kill me. Is there like an option C that's you don't take the wagon and I do take the wagon, like I give you the wagon later? I don't really want the wagon beyond like today.
I don't think so.
Yeah. How about that? No, listen, hear me out. This horse, no one's looking for it, right? The horse is dead, essentially. You can have the horse, you can have the wagon, just, I need to borrow it for, let's call it 24 hours, then it's yours. I'll leave it right here. Or I'll leave it wherever you want. Totally fine, we're friends, no one dies, okay, let me put it to you this way. You're going to die. He's gonna live, maybe both me and my friend die, but you are going to die in this fight, alright? You, definitely you, dead. Your friend probably lives. You will die. I will kill you specifically. Do you want to die over this wagon? Because I'm killing you. Only you.
Make an intimidate check. I'm letting you know it is not easy.
That's fine. I'm going to say that's with panache.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Wait, can I spend a hero point?
To do...
Because I want to spend a hero point to inspire generosity. Spend a hero point to convince another character to grant you an object you want at no cost.
That's one of your like special things.
That's one of my advantages.
What the heck are these stupid advantages? I can get anything I want.
I'm a street urchin. It makes sense. I'm a thief. I should have done that with the horse. I could have just walked in and had the horse, but I didn't. Now I can just walk in and have the wagon.
I mean, to be fair, it does take a hero point, and those are a little precious.
As Cody like racks them up constantly.
All right, tell you what, I am not an unreasonable man. You bring back the wagon after, let's be generous, after 48 hours. I expect it outside of the church in the abandoned district with the horse.
Definitely. Definitely. It's your wagon, 100%. This is totally your wagon. This is your territory. We're all friends. Definitely your wagon.
All right. If it's not there, we will come for you.
Cool, cool. Do you want to know where I live?
I mean, if you want to make it easy, but you look like Skeleton Man. You create, like, you are Skeleton Man, like, I think I'll be able to find you. I'll look for the crazy hermit.
Yes, I live alone. I am hermit. I don't live in populated area with storefront, for sure.
We grave diggers, we are everywhere. You do not need to lie. I will find you.
Alright, okay. Alright, okay.
They walk away from the wagon with their shovels.
Alright, get out of here, you creepy little freaks. He like kind of mumbles as they wander off. He gets on the wagon and looks over at Sigurd. On principle, I want to burn this wagon when we are done. I want to kill the horse and burn the wagon. But why? Why make enemies?
I don't think the grave diggers are the ones we want to piss off.
Oh, I want to. They've made me want to, but why? Anyways, let's go.
Now, we do have another problem. Is if something happens to the horse or the cart tonight when we go out, we might have problem.
If the fates decide that we are at war with the gravediggers, I will lose no sleep. This will be an advantage. This will be a good thing in my mind. I have to hate someone. I might as well hate those creepy ground-dwelling weirdos that live in the abandoned church!
You say you have to hate someone. It seems like you hate everyone.
I hate most people, yes. Particularly those little weird... They tried to steal my wagon! I know it's not mine. They tried to steal a wagon I was in the process of steal... They were trying to steal the wagon! Right? I don't understand why... How are you not frustrated?
Let's just get the wagon back. Let's just get this mission over with.
At this point, the dressmaker walks... No, I'm just kidding.
Hearing all the yelling outside.
He's dead. I'm killing him. Fireball to the face.
All right, you guys are able to hook up the horse. It seems like the dressmaker is taking a very long lunch, and you're able to get it back in front of your sweet shop, your bakery thing.
I believe the plan was just to kind of spend the rest of the day... prepping, and then we were going to head out in the morning. Is that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. We just need to fill this full of baked goods so it smells like food.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're cooking, we're baking, and we're packing whatever we need for a few overnights in a forest.
All right. Is there anything else you want to do in town before you guys try to escape?
I don't think so.
When you say escape...
Well, sorry. Before you leave.
Okay. Then no.
The one hiccup that you guys would be vaguely aware of is you guys under siege and you guys are trying to take food out of the city.
Oh yeah, there's probably going to be a guard that we're going to have to talk our way past.
Yes. So like if you want to come up with a way around that now, like if you want to do something like forge a note or something, anything else to get around this.
This is going to sound dumb, but should we like make... like goodie bags for these guards that we're inevitably going to run into.
I was going to suggest that some kind of bribe.
Make food for them because they're probably also hungry.
Right. Like have some like basic bread stuff, but like give them a little something special that they wouldn't get elsewhere.
So when we get back and we're all together, Sigurður will explain the details of this deal. So we do have a bit of a time limit on our use of this cart and horse. We The place we stole it from was also being marked by the gravediggers, and we convinced them to let us have it, but we have to give it back to them in 48 hours, or else they'll come after us, so we don't really want to... Well, I mean, we could just forget all that, but then we might have the gravediggers on our bedside, or be on the gravediggers' backside.
I say we light fire in the caves, seal all exits, let them slowly burn for trying to steal my wagon.
Okay, no, we have... No.
But there I don't like them now! Oh, I'm sorry, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated at them.
Sounds like a great trip. Shall we... We've also got to figure out a way to consistently smuggle things into the city. That's something else to worry about that's kind of on
it. We could hold the cart hostage and get the gravediggers to tell us secret way into city!
I don't think they would
Do you think we could? I mean, I do think if anybody knows something about a secret way into the city, it would be the gravediggers. But I can't think of something that would persuade them to share that secret with us.
Especially if we break the deal we already made with them. Like, if we break
We'd be breaking the deal, it would be altering, adding to a deal. A little end.
Well, there are also a lot more of them than there are of us. I don't think we want to be altering deals with them, because I don't think it would go well for us.
Well, okay, wait. But why don't we see if they would be willing to give up that information in exchange for... You know, we just brought up potentially bribing the guards. Why don't we use that instead to bribe the gravediggers to give us... an idea of the passage in and out of the city, plus we can guarantee some kind of something from the outside, potentially? I mean, we're going to be out there.
Okay.
The gravediggers want to know about bodies, right? Like, they kind of have, like, we could, like, give them forewarning, like, hey, there's about to be a fight here. There might be bodies. Get here quick. I guess the gravediggers get called either way, so never mind.
Right.
That doesn't work.
Well, right now it seems like the biggest thing that people are fighting over is who is getting the food first. So if we were going to bribe guards to get us out of the city with food, why don't we just use that toward the gravediggers? That would give us that gives us, one, a better in and out with the city. And it also potentially gives us a little bit of in with that guild.
Oh, yeah, just, like, take the cart now and be like, hey, you know, we talked before. We're friends.
Well,
here's a goodie bag.
Don't the gravediggers already get the food first?
But we could give them the better quality food, maybe?
Better prepared. We are artists.
That's true.
I like this plan.
It's like they're probably, if they're getting food first right now, they're probably getting, you know, the good stuff for the public, you know, so they're getting bread. But, you know, we hand them a Danish and maybe that's enough better quality that
right.
They would be willing to help us out a little. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
That's fair. I mean, Nostroy's Danishes could convince me of a lot of things.
Well, and apparently he has sweets out the wazoo because he keeps bringing them out. So we have things to... I feel like we have things to trade to help us figure this out. Also, I feel... Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say maybe if we bribe them once, we won't have to do it again, but like we would with the guards, but I feel like that doesn't matter. Probably going to have to keep doing it regardless.
Well, I think stop to the gravediggers is in order, yeah?
Let's fill the wagon up with all of our delicious baked goods to entice them. You know, like, here's a sample of what you could have. You know, we're using it this time, but, you know, in future. Delicious snacks.
Sounds good.
All of this planning and scheming is really... It does not sit particularly well with me. I'm kind of getting tired of it, and I kind of just want to hit something with a weapon. But I understand that's... I will...
Well, this is one step closer to the monsters. Don't you worry, Sigurdr.
I am down for the plan of going and killing all the gravediggers. I am more excited for that plan. So, Sigurdr,
okay,
you stand in front.
Yes, yes, but I also don't want to get an entire group of a city Mathetus, like, there's one thing about fighting, and there's one thing about fighting an unwinnable battle. Like, that's a giant portion of the city that we don't want. I will just be glad when we're outside the city and can fight some monsters.
Well, let's get to it.
All right, you guys start to load up the wagon. So you guys, the goal is to go find the gravediggers tonight?
Yeah.
With the wagon.
I would say basically as soon as we can get a bunch of food. They're probably nocturnal.
Okay.
Did you say they're probably nocturnal?
Like a bat.
The thing's called the gravediggers? Yeah, I'm assuming so.
The people.
Neostroy does not like them.
Anyway.
I have the hindrance bitterness. He holds grudges. Almost exclusively.
We go off, Zach.
Sorry, I was looking at what his bitterness does. So, you know, when this goes really sideways because Nostroy is just mean to them for no reason, he's going to get a hero point.
Yay.
Good for him. So you guys load up the wagon and head to the old church in the abandoned district. It is evening when you guys leave. It took some time to load up the truck and make the last few sweets. And you wait. And you wait. And you wait. Everyone just make me a straight resolve check. Nostroy, you're going to have an extra die. What you guys are trying to do is to stay up late as no one is there. You know, like...
One resolve for whatever it is.
Raise.
Raise, yeah, sorry. One raise.
One as well.
I also have one.
Nostroy got two. As the night goes on, the moon starts to hit its zenith when the Sigrithur, Lena, and Cormac are not sleeping but starting to doze a little bit. Nostroy is vigilant, his anger just fueling this wakefulness and bitter rage, can't believing he has to kowtow to these tyrants. When the disheveled man from earlier comes out, well, it's the skeleton man with my wagon.
It is the skeleton man with your wagon. How are you doing, my friend? How are you?
I am doing all right. What can I do for you? You are 36 hours early.
It's not about what you can do for me. It's about what I can do for you. And he, like, wafts the, you know, tarp over the wagon. You smelled something delicious, no?
I'll admit my curiosity is piqued, but...
You strike me as a family man. Probably a whole bunch of unruly children living in the dark in caves and whatnot. That must be hard. Now, I understand that's difficult, right? But the key to placating an ornery child is with sweets, I have found. So, we make a deal. We need to have ways in and out of the city. Do not worry about for what. It is better that you do not know, lest you are questioned. So, let's just say for some reason, the creepy skeleton man needs to get in and out of city. Now, I believe you are probably able to do this, because you are so smart.
That is something that we may or may not be able to do.
Sure. So, in addition to this wagon and what it contains, here is my deal. You want delicious baked treats, you do not want to pay for them, you want to use them to make your people happy in their caves. So, we provide you with delicious baked goods, you let me go on my little merry way with this wagon full of baked goods. This time, you take yourself a sampling to see if the products are good, you get me out of the city. I go and do my little adventure, I come back, you take what's left, and then from then on, when you need something delicious and baked, you have a friend! Someone you can rely on to give you the best baked goods you have ever had.
Make me a convince roll. You can use panache.
That's good, because my convince sucks.
I don't know why you keep doing all the talking.
I don't know why I'm the one that was awake, alright?
Well, it's because you were bitter with anger.
I got nothing that helps with this. I got nothing that helps. I'm going to re-roll a dice. I mean, it's still two successes, so two successes, because it's four dice. So what are you going to do?
All right. Put this back on your head.
What if I want to see the way out of the city?
We are not taking you there. We are taking you to meet the boss.
All right. Yep.
Here's bags for your friends as well. And they chucks three bags at the other ones.
Nostroy slaps his friends awake. Time for bags, let's go.
What?
What?
We're getting bagged.
Only if we're lucky.
Oh, like a body bag. I get it. It's a joke.
It's a little bit of a graveyard humor.
It's called gallows humor, but that's fine.
We don't have gallows in this town. We just use shovels.
Should we leave one person behind to guard the cart?
Don't worry. We have plenty of people watching this. It's not... You thought it was just me here. That's quaint.
Yeah, can't you tell he has tons of friends from his winning personality? Sigurthorn, please! He's the best guy! He's so nice! He's got lots of kids! He likes baked goods!
Are you putting the bags on or not? I can go. I can leave.
I'm already wearing the bag!
Fine! We're doing it!
Alright, so you all slip these bags on your heads as darkness eclipses your vision and firm hands start a little ungently pushing you in a direction to get you to move, and that is where we'll end.
Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Castile. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.